At Drew Pritchard's base in North Wales, business is booming. But as ever, the pressure is on to keep the showroom stocked up.
To keep up with demand, I have to buy wherever and from whoever I can.
Today, Drew is taking old friend and sidekick T along for the ride. They're off on a four-hour drive east across the country to New Bolingbroke, Lincolnshire, to see if one of Drew's long-time contacts is willing to sell any of his precious wares.
Today we're going to go and see a guy called Jack Rundle.
Now, you've got loads of stuff here I like, Jack.
Around the corner, Drew's expert eye spots something tucked away. Originally used in libraries for index cards, storage units like this can go for around £450.
How much is it, Jack?
500.
500, ooh, too much for me. Well, like this, Jack. Ships like... I've just sold a load of them. Have you got any more?
No, that's all I've got.
Just the one.
This 20th century light was used to illuminate map tables on a warship. Once restored, it could be worth up to £195.
So how much?
£50.
Yeah. Sold. Not even going to bother bidding you on that.
The fun isn't over yet. Jack leads the boys into another building crammed full of items. And sure enough, Drew spots a potential gem.
These are cool as well. What about these?
This pair of 1950s cabinets from a Ministry of Defence factory once stored nuts and bolts. When cleaned, they'll be worth up to £300 for the pair.
What do you give me for those?
Ooh.
£130 the two.
No. £90.
Go on, then.
Next, Jack takes Drew and T to his private yard, and Drew loves to go where the public aren't allowed.
What are these, Jack? These are funfair cars.
Yeah.
These dummy cars were fixed to fairground rides. Those that can be restored could sell for up to £150 each.
How much, Jack, for the lot, all of them?
£200.
That is kind of, I'm going to bid you on a little bit. £175, and I'll take them all today. Done.
Go on, then.
Another deal done.